This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Let's play ball.
There's a hard ground ball to Munn, and it's second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4, Rushi defeats Van Wert Lakenview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4, Lakenview was down 3-2, entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lakenview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lakenview off balance the entire game.
Scores Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier, look out, he strokes one to deep right center, way back, it is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come two more Raiders, and Cordonier makes the wide turn at third, thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing, ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings, hits a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8, and the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. Schmidtmeier has been a bulldog on the mound for Minster all day. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on the batter Munter of Delta St. John's. Top of the 7th inning. Minster up a run. Schmidtmeier in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him.
Woo! ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounced around him at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Ratterman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Bob Ross, it's the Bob Ross High School Baseball Showcase here at Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons. Tonight, it's the home to Layman Catholic from Sydney and Catholic Central from Springfield. We've got high school baseball right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Glad you could join us for all the action. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. Day Air Park is sun-drenched. It is beautiful, spectacular weather for this game here tonight between the Cavaliers of Layman and the Irish of Catholic Central. Layman comes into the game, 7 wins, 7 losses, 4-5 in the Three Rivers Conference. Springfield Catholic Central, 3-6 on the year, 2-5 in the Ohio Heritage Conference. Each team is looking for a big win to turn things around. Layman's lost 3 straight, Springfield Catholic Central has lost six in a row. Two first-year head coaches, Jared Houchin leads Layman Catholic, and Ryan Haley is the head coach of Springfield Catholic Central. Should be a very good game looking at opponents the clubs have played. Some losses suffered by both teams. They've been in a lot of games, have dropped tight ones. For example, Layman just recently got beat by Jackson Center 5-4. Played Miami East to a 4-2 setback after being drubbed 13-0 a couple weeks prior. Played Milton Union extremely well on Tuesday, the 22nd of April, won by a score of 4-2 after dropping a 9-3 verdict to Milton Union early in the year. And Bethel, which is a powerhouse in high school baseball this spring, played Layman to a 5-4 game. Bethel won by a run. Layman close in winning that one. The same for Springfield Catholic Central early in the year. A win over Fairlawn from the Shelby County Athletic League and a couple triumphs over Greenan. We saw Greenan here at Day Air Park hit the ball extremely well in beating Houston. Alongside is Bryant Billing, formerly from the Sydney Daily News, with scoresbroadcast.com during the transition from the Sydney Daily News to the Dayton Daily News. Sports editor, news editor at the SDN. Great photographic videography skills as well. He's using those to assist the Dayton Daily News, which is right down the street here on Monument. And Bryant's alongside joining us here for play-by-play in color tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, happy to be here and looking forward to a good one, and what a gorgeous night we have here at Day Air Ballpark. And I know you mentioned that the Cavaliers are led by a new head coach this year. They do have some steadiness, though, in their bench with Dave King, who is back as an assistant. He's formerly their head coach there, was a head coach for over a decade after coaching baseball previously at Sydney for a couple of decades. And that is great to have such knowledge on your bench as you get settled into being a head coach yourself.
These two teams, like other clubs in the region, Bryant, have suffered through some bad weather. Catholic Central's played 9 games. That's it so far. Layman's played 14. I don't think well into the month of April the 5-game difference will be significant, but nonetheless, perhaps the hitting's been a little bit behind for most teams. Pitching and defense maybe ahead, but with the warmer weather and the bats not stinging quite as much, the hitting is starting to come around.
Yes, and that always is the case, especially with the weather we have here in Ohio. This hasn't been a bad spring, but, you know, not by any stretch of the imagination a good one either in terms of weather. Layman was supposed to play Bethel last night. That one was a victim of the storms that moved through in the afternoon. I think it dumped like 2 inches of rain in some parts of the area. UD and Wright State actually were supposed to play here at Day Air Ballpark last night, and even though that storm rolled through Dayton in the afternoon, I drove by here and saw how much water was on that tarp at about 3 o'clock, and I'm assuming the field was too wet for those two college squads to play here last night. But we're almost to May now, and that's when baseball really heats up, and these guys have had about a solid month of regular season now, and the tournament is nearing, so this is when everyone gets into the stride as things wind down. And it's amazing looking at the schedule, though, still how many games are left for both squads. But should be a fun one here tonight, like you said. Two teams looking to break a string of losses. Two teams that have certainly shown plenty of potential so far, too.
This is our coverage of the third Bob Ross Showcase Classic Contest here on scoresbroadcast.com. The other two, Houston Greenan and Fort Loramie. 23 runs scored by the four teams in those two contests. So the hitters liked Day Air Park on those two nights. You've got big power alleys, 381 to deep left center, 402 to center left center, 402 to center right center. And we had hitters in those two contests find the power alleys. And Anna scored 12 runs. Greenan tallied 7. Two starting pitchers tonight who are the aces of the club. Certainly Corbin Schmiesing is for Layman. He's the number one. And for the Irish On the bump will be Brody Adams, who began the year as the number two behind Ben Bramble, who's had a hand injury since the third game of the year. The number one has technically been Adams. He gets the start here tonight for the Irish, and as I mentioned, Schmeising for Lehman. So we ought to see very solid pitching. Again, the weather, fantastic. Fantastic for the fans.
Yes.
No pun intended. We'll return with more from Day Air Park in downtown Dayton, home of the Dragons. It's the Bob Ross Showcase here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the freshest big boy slider. First pitch. Here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big Boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Now get a free slider when you buy the unlimited soup and salad bar at the entree price. It's the perfect meal.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello again. Welcome back to Day Air Park in Dayton. As we mentioned, two first-year head coaches for these two clubs here tonight. Jared Houchin for Lehman Catholic, a 2014 grad of Bell Fountain High School, lettered 4 years in varsity baseball, an All-Ohio selection, played for Mark Brunswick, the athletic director at Lehman.
what a head coach Mark was. Dad Lou at Coldwater for 30-plus years. Oh, man, two outstanding high school baseball coaches in that family, in Lou and Mark. Jared played for Mark at Bell Fountain, as I noted. He held multiple records. Single-season hit total, 52. Single-season batting average, 510. Single-season doubles total, a dozen. Career hits, 136. And while attending at Bell Fountain, Jared Houchin's teams had two regional appearances for Bell Fountain in 2012 and 2014. And he continued on to play at Wright State University, did Jared. And since leaving college, he's been self-employed, a couple of children in the family, Jet and Tatum. First-year head coach, Jared Houchin at Layman Catholic. He's done a fine job. Ryan Haley, year number one at Springfield Catholic Central. First year as head baseball coach after serving as an assistant coach and head middle school coach in previous years. Coach Haley has served on the football coaching staff for the Irish and as a site manager assisting in game day operations. He's a campus minister at Catholic Central, plays a vital role in the campus faith development. And Coach Haley is a graduate and multi-sport varsity letter winner at Bellevue High School in Northern Ohio. We welcome Jared Houchin, Ryan Haley, two first-year head coaches to Day Air Park, and are broadcast here today on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll have starting lineups in just a few minutes when we come back. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney, Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome back here to Day Air Park, downtown Dayton, home of the Dragons. Bob Ross Showcase tonight featuring Layman Catholic and Springfield Catholic Central. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Oh, two big key building components here tonight for these two clubs. Pitching. First pitch strike. It is so important. We saw it two nights ago as Cooper Unverfirth for the Rushi Raiders throttled Anna. He got the first pitch over, was ahead in the count all night, and that was the difference. So for Schmiesing and Adams, the two hurlers in this game tonight, that first pitch, a key building component for these two teams. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. The Irish, the home team in this game tonight, Layman Catholic will hit first. Starting lineup for the Cavaliers, leadoff batter, shortstop junior Turner Lachey, batting second C.J. Olding, junior center fielder, third pitcher senior Corbin Schmiesing, hitting fourth senior second baseman Cole Bostic, batting fifth Colin Potts, the left fielder a senior, sixth is Ian Stiver, junior right fielder, seventh the catcher freshman Gus Richard, eighth, the sophomore first baseman Jackson Kennedy, batting ninth, the third baseman and sophomore Jackson Garman. Taking a look at the Irish around the infield defensively, Gabe Hudson at third, shortstop Berkeley Little, second baseman Julian Jung, and the first baseman is Ben Bramall. On the bump pitching is Brody Adams and his battery mate, the catcher, is Alec Tackett. In the outfield, left to right, left center, in left field is Charlie Axtell. In center field, Ben Thomas. In right field is Braden Struther. Irish of Springfield Catholic Central in the green jerseys, gold numerals, white pants, green caps, layman Catholic, wearing gray from top to bottom. Layman Catholic, blue and gold headgear, blue numbers on the backs of the gray shirts. A cumulus cloud or two now in front of the sun. No shadows at the moment on the playing surface here at Day Air Park, but it is a fantastic evening for high school baseball, that is for sure. Weather permitting, we're right back here on Friday night, first pitch at 5. Airtime online on scoresbroadcast.com at 4:25 for Minster Lima Central Catholic. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, offers many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282. To schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Turner Lachey hits from the left side, junior shortstop for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers. He leads it off, and his opening offering from pitcher Brody Adams is an off-speed delivery on the outside corner, waist high for a strike. And then Lachey tees off on a fastball, cracks one to deep left center field. Center fielder off and running. It's Ben Thomas. He's in the gap. He tries to make a backhand play. Can't do it. Here's the throw to the shortstop. Lachey digs hard for third. The relay, not in time. Lachey beats it for a triple to start the game here tonight from Day Air Park. Layman Catholic with the go-ahead run right out of the chute at third base.
Lachey has been a strong multi-year player for the Cavaliers and is one of the top hitters in the TRC this year. And what a great start to a game on a big stage here tonight. That ball was smashed. Credit the center fielder there. He was able to get close to it, made a nice attempt at it, but still, that was just too much ground to cover. Too fast.
Boy, Lachey put a charge into that one. He ripped it. I talked about the hitters in the games we've covered here at Day Air Park.
Yes.
They've been hot. They have found the power alleys just as Lachey did. Lachey batting .429 on the year, and that average continues to creep up. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on C.J. Olding, second man in the lineup for Layman. He swings at a pitch on the ground, a curveball, strike 2, 1-2. Big batter for the Irish hurler. Adams needs to retire Olding without Lachey advancing in from third, if possible. Adams swings into action. Fastball. It is on the knees on the inside corner. Heck of a pitch. Well done by Adams. Pinpoint placement. Fine delivery. Strike 3 called. Olding didn't get the bat off his shoulder. And here's Corbin Schmiesing. Layman still a runner parked down at third in the person of Lachey. Olding was hitting at an average of .237 on the year before that strikeout. And now stepping in is Corbin Schmiesing. He is the opposite number of Adams on the bump for the Irish. The pitcher for Layman tonight is Schmiesing. And he looks at a pitch, a strike at the knees on the inside corner. And that one is just off the outside edge for a ball. A ball, a strike. Infield is in a little bit on the corners. Catholic Central, medium depth to back at second and short. They're going to give up a run. Here's a swing and a line drive into right field by Schmiesing. It's a base hit. It rolls on out to the Catholic Central right fielder. Fielded there by Strother, flipped back to the diamond. So a big one-out base knock by Schmiesing with a runner at third. And Layman takes the lead, 1-0, right away here in the top of the first frame. Schmiesing had been hitting at .279 on the year for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers. And my mistake, I misread. That was the player above. Schmiesing red hot on the campaign at .400 even, and he adds to that average. So the big hitters in the Lehman lineup, in the person of Lachey and Schmiesing, deliver here in the top of the first, and Lehman's on the board with a run, a triple and a single. Cole Bostic, the senior second baseman, takes a strike and then swings and misses at a high fastball. It's 0-2. Game got underway just a couple of minutes ahead of time. Bob Ross Showcase, 17 or 18 high school contests. We're covering four of them. Here's the delivery by Adams, and it caught the batter looking above the waist on the outside corner. Looked like a two-seamer. Strike three called, and Bostic is out. Here is Colin Potts, hitting at about 230 on the year. He steps in, number five hitter in the Lehman order, Schmiesing at first. Let's see if he might be running. There's a ground ball smacked to short. It's bobbled momentarily by the shortstop. It dances away from him, and there's no play. E6, error for the Irish. A boot by Berkeley Little. Springfield Catholic Central came into the game at about 4.5 errors per contest. A miscue right there. Very playable right at Little. It handcuffed him in between bounce at the last split second, and Lehman has runners at first and second with two down. Here's Ian Stiver, right fielder, a junior. Stiver hitting just under 200, hits from the left side. Runners at first and second take their leads. Adams in the stretch on the hill for Springfield Catholic. There's a changeup down and away. Swing and a miss for a strike. A ball, a strike. First pitch missed the zone. Adams has favored the off-speed stuff. It's fooled Lehman. Lachey drilled a fastball to deep left center for the triple. There's another off-speed delivery. Swing and a miss by the hitter for Lehman again. 1-2. Stiver was over the top of that one. One ball, two strikes. Two out for Lehman, which is scored here in the top of the first. Runners at first and second. And the hurler, Brody Adams, who stands, I would say, every bit of 6'1 on the mound, takes a peek back at second. And here he comes plateward. Way up and outside for ball two, strike two, 2-2. Again, no shadows at the moment. Some clouds have filtered in above Day Air Park. No chance of rain till 10:30, 11 o'clock, and we'll be home long before then. Here's the windup, the pitch by Adams. Up and in with a fastball. Cut on and coming up empty is the batter, Stiver. He whiffed. Strikeout for Adams, who K'd three in the inning. But he gave up a triple and a single, and Lehman's on the board first. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Lehman Catholic 1, and the Irish of Springfield Catholic Central coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is
pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We come back to you with a little Tears for Fears here on scoresbroadcast.com. 429 hitting Turner Lachey, 359 hitting Corbin Schmiesing, triple and a single, top of the first. Lehman leads 1-0, and now Springfield Catholic Central comes to bat against the offerings of Schmiesing of Lehman, who fires a strike on the first hitter at the knees on the outside edge. It's Berkeley Little who's in the box. He hits from the right side for Springfield Catholic Central. Lehman up at third. Little swings and skies a pop-up into short center. Lachey roams from a shortstop position beyond the second baseman in right center field and snags the ball. Pop out to Lachey, the shortstop in right center, off the bat of Berkeley Little, who came into the ball game with a .280 batting average for the Irish. Here is Charlie Axtell. Axtell, the left fielder, takes a look at the first pitch, a strike right down the middle, 0-1. Axtell swings from the left side. He's at .238 on the season. Schmiesing pumps one in there, and the ball is smacked on a line, caught by Bostic at second base for Lehman. He lurched off to his left, the glove side, and he snatched it for the out. The ball was hammered by Axtell, nothing to show for it. Line out to Bostic. Here's Brody Adams, also a left-hand batter for the Irish. Feet spread apart, slightly open stance. Corbin Schmiesing for Lehman, wheels and deals. The ball outside, 1-0 is the count. 1-0 lead, Lehman Catholic, bottom of the first inning. Springfield Catholic Central hitting. There's a bouncing ball inside and low to Adams. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Adams, by way of average, 304 on the campaign. Feet spread wide apart. As I mentioned, open stance. That's upstairs for ball three. 3-0. Outfield deep, around to the right for the number three hitter for the Irish. Corbin Schmiesing whips a fastball in there at the letters on the inside half of the plate. Three balls and a strike, 3-1. Third baseman for Catholic Central playing up pretty snug. That's Jackson Garman. Strike two, the count goes full, 3-2 on Adams. Lehman a 1-0 lead. Bottom of the first, Irish have two out. Schmiesing's 3-2 delivery is clubbed foul on one big bounce between the coaching box and the first base bag. 4-0-2 to center left center, 4-0-2 to center right center. The distance to left center field is 381. Down the lines it's about 320, then it juts out quickly. About to 30 feet fair and left, it's 338. Same distance to the right field fence, about 30 feet fair. Ball four outside to Adams. He's aboard. Here comes Alec Tackett. He steps in, cleanup hitter for Springfield Catholic Central. Tackett, just a freshman, hitting at .278 on the campaign. Cleans a little dirt out of the rear of the right-hand box as Schmiesing throws to first. Safe is Adams as the ball rolls away from the Lehman first baseman. Jackson Kennedy quickly hustles after it. One aboard for the Irish with two down, bottom of the first inning. Schmiesing peers at first. Throws a pitch up, and it's chased by the batter. Swing and a miss, but Tackett. No balls, a strike, nothing and one. Tackett, pretty erect batting stance. He steps out of the box. Schmiesing kicks at the dirt on the mound. Again, the third baseman for Lehman is well up in the grass. That is Jackson Garman trying to take that bunt away. The pitch to Tackett up and in. The ball a strike, one and one. We're back here again on Friday, weather permitting, but the latest forecast shows the conditions falling apart on Friday. A lot of rain moving into the evening. A chance for severe storms tomorrow afternoon and night as well, as rain has plagued high school baseball here in West Central Ohio this year. Ball two upstairs, two and one on Tackett. Runner at first, Adams leads. Pitch to Tackett, bounce to the mound, off the glove of Schmiesing. The shortstop, Lachey, fields behind the hill, flips it to the second baseman covering, out on a fairly close play. Good hustle by Lachey as he sliced in back behind the mound. Schmiesing got a glove on the ball, couldn't control it. Lachey covered for him, and then lateral to Bostic. The force out is completed. Inning over for the Irish. We've played one here at Day Air Park. It's the Bob Ross High School Showcase. 1-0 Lehman on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
It is the top of inning number two here at Day Air Park. Lehman Catholic, the visiting team on the scoreboard, hitting to open the second frame. Gus Richard, Jackson Kennedy, Jackson Garman, 7, 8, and 9, catcher, first baseman, third baseman for Coach Houchin's Cavaliers. Coach Haley's Irish set up defensively. Two hits in the game so far, one error. Two hits for Lehman, a run, the miscue by Springfield Catholic Central. Hitting from the right side is freshman Gus Richard, catcher for Lehman Catholic. He looks at a pitch in the dirt, low and away for a ball to start the top of the second. Richard's got five steals on the year. Here's Adams, swings that big frame of his into action and fires a two-seamer low and in, and the hitter swings over the top. A strike, a ball, one and one. One of each on Richard. Third baseman for the Irish, even with the bag. That's Hudson. Oh, there's a good breaking ball low and away. Chased by the batter, who comes up empty. A ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Richard. Infield straight away. Now the third baseman moves back a couple steps for Catholic Central. And as Adams starts to pitch, or begin his windup, the batter steps away from the plate. And the umpire grants the timeout. Back in hitting is Richard, 1-2. Pitch by Adams, and Richard spikes it hard into right center field. It is falling in front of the right fielder for the Irish, who came in, tracked it down on two bounces. It was Strother. Nice base knock for Gus Richard. Here is Jackson Kennedy. Let's see if Coach Outchin of Lehman has got a bunt in order. Richard, pretty good speed at first. No one out. First man on for Lehman. Top of the second. Adams looks over at the first base bag. Oh, fires way wide. It's in the dirt. Goes to the backstop. Wild pitch. And Lehman Catholic won't need to bunt as Richard scoots on down to second. A ball, no strikes on Jackson Kennedy, first baseman for Lehman, who's in there hitting at the moment. The sophomore steps in the box, now retreats. Lehman now for the second straight inning. A runner to second or beyond. Lehman leads 1-0. Adams throws, bunt attempt, right through it is the hitter, a strike. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Jackson Kennedy, who could not make contact. Outfield reasonably tight, in a step or two than previous hitters. And Kennedy swears to bunt, and it's a beauty up the first base line. Adams comes over, fields, and puts the glove on the runner passing by, out. And moving up to third base is Gus Richard for Lehman. Sack bunt. And now Jackson Garman hits for Lehman. An opportunity, Bryant, for a sack fly, infield ground out. And many different ways now from which you can score.
And Kennedy's bunt there again. That was tremendously placed along that first base line.
Textbook. And Gus Richard advanced to third base for Lehman. Second consecutive inning here at the start of the game. Lehman gets the leadoff runner to third base. Lachey tripled to start the game. Richard now at third. As Jackson Garman, the third baseman, a sophomore, looks at a strike over the outside half. Garman from the left side. Slightly open stance. Wails away at one, comes up empty, strike two, nothing in two. Adams needs a strikeout. That would be the second out of the inning. He wheels and deals, just missed inside. He had some heat on that one. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. On deck, Turner Lachey. He's the hottest hitter on the field between these two teams. There's a high, hard one. Garman misses it for strike three. He's out. And the pitcher, Adams, for the Irish, has fanned four in this game. Here's Turner Lachey from the left side. And if I'm Springfield Catholic, Bryant, I consider putting him on base.
Yeah, that's the safe move, absolutely.
Lachey drilled a long triple to center, left center. It rolled to a spot against the fence, about 390 from home plate in the top of the first inning. He's batting about 430. He looks at the first pitch off speed, way outside, 1-0. Adams again downstairs, ball two. He may not give Lachey much to hit.
Lachey ranks fourth among Three Rivers Conference players this year with that batting average.
Runner at third, two out for Lehman, top of the second. Adams throws. Lachey takes a letter high strike. Two balls, one strike, 2-1.
He entered this game with 7 extra base hits to his credit this year. He can say number 8 now after that one in the first inning.
Right. Another high strike. Fastball at the letters. That was at the very tippy top of the zone. Lachey didn't care for it. It's 2-2. So now Adams gets a second strike and a chance to put away Lachey after going 2-0 against him. Here's the delivery. Foul to the stands between third and home. It's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Although I would be reluctant if I was Adams to get the middle of the plate on a 2-strike pitch here. Slightly open stance for Lachey. Runner at third comes down the line. And Lachey swings, and he powers one to deep left. It's between the left fielder and the foul line. It lands on the grass before the warning track, rolls into the deep corner. Lachey scampers to second, makes the wide turn, puts on the brakes. He holds another extra base hit for Turner Lachey. A triple, a double, and the Irish will look back and say, might have been better off giving him some real bad pitches there after the count went to 2-2 because Lachey got a fastball on the outside half and he punched it.
He absolutely did. Great place. Went along left field line there, and that left fielder, he put on the afterburners to try to get to it, but that was almost in the corner where he had to go to grab that.
C.J. Oling steps in from the left side for Lehman. Lachey down at second. Adams went to 2-0 on Lachey, then got a couple of high strikes. So now you're feeling a little confidence on the mound when you get to 2-2. But Lachey, an excellent hitter, tattooed an outside fastball the opposite way for a long two-bagger, and Lehman leads it 2-0.
Lachey among the best in the TRC this year in stolen bases as well. It makes this an even more dangerous situation, even though there are two outs. He could get to third here, and that would make it that much easier for the Cavaliers to try to get another run in this inning.
Olding looks at a fastball up and away. A ball, no strike. C.J. Olding struck out in the first in his initial at-bat. Adams deals. Ball two upstairs, 2-0. Olding doesn't pose the awesome batting average that Lachey did. No reason to pitch around Olding here, even though first base is open. Up and in on the delivery by Adams, and it's 3-0 on C.J. Olding. Left-hand batter, slightly closed stance. Toes of his shoes are on the inside stripe of the batter's box. Left-hand hitter takes strike below the letters on the inside corner, 3-1. We're in the top of the second inning. Lehman is in the lead 2-0 over Springfield Catholic Central. And the sun shines again here at Day Air Park. Field is lit brilliantly. Lots of shadows. There's a breaking pitch down and in. Curveball. Catcher Tackett wanted it. Plate umpire said nope. Ball four. Runners at first and second for Lehman, which is already scored here in the frame to go up 2-0. Here's Corbin Schmiesing, who got the RBI base hit in the top of the first for Lehman. 2-0 lead, Cavaliers. Lehman left 2 on in the first. They have 2 on here again in the second. Adams throws way up top. That pitch a good 7 feet off the ground. Ball one to the hitter Schmiesing, who is dangerous. He's up around 360 on the year. The RBI in the first was his 10th. There's a ball fouled right back toward us. Hits the screen. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Schmiesing has thrown 26 innings on the bump this year as a hurler for Lehman, 2.4 ERA. So he's pitched and hit both very well. Adams looks at his runners, 1-1 count, two out, Lehman, top of the second. That's way wide. Here's a throw by the catcher, tacking all the way down to second base. Shortstop spears it. Runner gets back in safely for Lehman. 2-1 the count, 2-1 here on Schmiesing. Two down for the Cavaliers, top of the second inning. 2-0 lead for the blue and gold. Adams fires, and Schmiesing swings. Oh, he gets the barrel on it and smacks it hard in the hole between third and short, and the ball trickles through the legs of the left fielder. It rolls all the way to the warning track. A run scores, another one scores, and Schmiesing is parked at third. A single and error on the left fielder, and Lehman Catholic has jumped on top 4-0 here in the top of the second inning. Boy, Schmiesing really crushed that ball, Bryant. Lehman hitting it hard at the top of the order.
Yes, one of the hardest grounders I've seen so far this year. Catholic Central coming out to have a meeting on the mound right here, but going back to Schmiesing and Lachey, they've been solid players multiple years for the Cavaliers. And last year for Lehman, both were all-league picks. Schmiesing was a second-teamer, and Lachey was a first-teamer. Lachey's been a first-team pick last 2 years, very likely to be first-team pick as a sophomore, junior, and senior by the time this season is done.
Well, the key to the last two runs here by Lehman, yes, the error in left, but the walk to C.J. Olding with two out, that was a big base on balls, enabling Schmiesing to hit.
Absolutely.
4-0 Lehman.
And after the error, that extra base runner with that walk puts another run on the board.
So at least a run is unearned. One unearned run for the Cavaliers here in the top of the second. And now at third is Schmiesing, who singled to left. It was a rope. Ball was pounded. And the left fielder came in, didn't get the glove down. And it was wickets. The ball rolled right on through to the left field warning track. After a strike called, a foul to the right off the bat of Bostic for Lehman. He struck out in the first. The lead 4-0 Cavaliers. Bostic, senior second baseman for Lehman, holds the bat high above the right shoulder. Swings from the right side of the plate. That pitches upstairs. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. Adams, the hurler for the Irish, has not pitched badly. He's just made mistakes to Lachey and Schmiesing. And those two hitters for Lehman have made those pitching errors count. They have capitalized. Triple, double for Lachey. A couple of singles for Schmiesing. There's a swing at a low curveball and a miss by the hitter, Bostic. He strikes out for the second time, but Lehman tacks on three more. We go to the bottom of the second. Bob Ross Showcase here at Day Air Park, home of the Dragons. It's Lehman 4 and Springfield Catholic Central 0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sidney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Corey Hart. And what's that called? Sunshine at Night or something like
that? Sunglasses.
Sunglasses at Night. You need them here at Day Air Park this evening, that's for sure. And a very bright start to the game for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, who lead 4-0. The Irish batting in the bottom inning, number two. A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Ben Thomas, junior center fielder, who just fouled one off to the right. Top of the order doing big-time damage for Layman Catholic here at the outset of this game. Triple-double for Lachey. Two base hits, singles ripped by Schmiesing. There have been a couple errors in the game for Catholic Central. And the pitcher, Adams, for the Irish, as you noted, Bryant, has struck out five, given up three earned runs. Swing and a miss. Thomas cut down. Breaking pitch by Schmiesing. It handcuffed him. Strike three. Here is Gabe Hudson, freshman third baseman for Springfield Catholic Central. He steps in. Third baseman for Layman is up. It's Jackson Carmen. He's on the grass. Outfield deep and left. Pitch to Hudson. Inside corner strike. Good two-seamer tailed in under the hands and caught the edge of the plate. No balls, a strike, 2-1. Schmiesing off speed, cut on, whiffed again, strike two. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. 0-2 on Hudson, Layman in the lead, 4-0, bottom of the second. Hitter Hudson from the right side. Schmiesing comes down with a fastball. Swung on and coming up empty, the hitter, a whiff and a strikeout. Hudson K's. Two straight whiffs recorded by Schmiesing here in the second. Strikeout of Thomas, strikeout of Hudson. Here's Julian Jung, senior second baseman for Catholic Central. And he's ahead in the count. A ball, no strikes, 1-0. Way up at third now is Garman for Layman. And the count goes to 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0. Outfield straight away. Although Layman's right fielder shades more the line than right center. Breaking pitch up top, 3-0. Schmiesing has missed his mark on three straight pitches to Jung with two down for the Irish in the bottom of the second. There's a high strike, and it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike, 3-1. On deck, left-hand batting Braden Strother, right fielder. And cutting right through that one is Jung, and the count goes full, 3-2. Schmiesing coming all the way back after being behind 3-0. Two out for the Irish. The pitch by Schmiesing. Good low two-seamer. Strikeout swinging recorded by Schmiesing. And we go to the third. Layman 4, Springfield Catholic Central 0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
High school baseball, the Bob Ross Showcase from here at Day Air Park. Lehman leads Springfield Catholic Central 4-0. Lehman hits here in the top of the third. I'm Jack Kramer along with Bryant Billing. Perfect evening for high school action in downtown Dayton. Strike one called to the initial hitter for Lehman, Colin Potts, to start the third for the Cavaliers. Against the pitcher, Brody Adams, who whips a fastball in there. And swinging and making no contact is Potts. Strike two, nothing and two. Adams works very quickly, breaking ball low and away. A ball and two strikes, one and two. Outfield pretty much straight away for Potts for the Cavaliers. Nice hole between third and short. That 5-6 gap is available on the infield diamond as Potts steps out of the box. Adams back on the bump. Gets his sign from the Irish catcher, who is Alec Tackett. Swing and a miss, strike three. Good, hard two-seam fastball down in the zone. And the batter for Lehman Potts comes up empty. Wow, the strikeouts being recorded left and right by the Irish hurler.
That's number six there. And then again, Schmiesing just struck out three in the...
in the bottom of the second
inning. Thank you. I had to stop and think there.
Schmiesing was on fire in the bottom of the second for Lehman on the hill as he registered three Ks in succession. And it's a strike on Stiver for Lehman, who fouls to the screen. And he looks at one low. And it's a ball, a strike, one and one on Stiver for the Cavaliers. Hard to believe that Adams could be throwing the ball so well with, a half dozen strikeouts, as you say, Bryant, but he's down 4-0 on the scoreboard.
And as we've talked about, Schmiesing and Lachey at the number one and number three holes for Lehman have been a thorn in Adams' side tonight. He's given up five hits, four of them to Lachey and Schmiesing.
2-2 on Stiver. And Adams blazes a fastball in, up in the zone. It's chased by Stiver. He strikes out. Seven strikeouts now for Adams. Gus Richard hits for Lehman. Stiver is K'd twice. Richard singled and started that three-run outburst for Lehman back in the second. Right fielder moving a little more toward the line. That's where Richard slashed the ball for that base knock earlier. That one's upstairs. Ball one. 1-0 on Richard for Lehman. We're in the top of the third. 4-0 Cavaliers. Winding is Adams. Good. Breaking ball down and away. Missing over the top is Richard. Strike one. Ball one. Adams with good stuff. Just made a mistake against Lachey, especially that second time up. High fastball, nothing doing, swing and a miss. Strike two, 1-2 on Richard. Adams working ahead in the count. I'm sure that if Brody had to do it over again, he would have pitched around Lachey after falling behind 2-0 there in the second inning. He came back at two high strikes at the top of the letters and then went ahead and threw him a strike on a 2-2 count, and it got blasted. Swing and a miss on a low outside breaking pitch. Richard can't find it. Striking out the side is Adams, the hurler for the Irish. He is really hot right now, but he's given up hits to Lachey and Schmiesing, four of them. And Lehman, as a result, leads 4-0 as we go to the bottom of the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
We are now your new community go-to store. We're Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we've got Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winter's Meat, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. Sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. That's at Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. We have gone local. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee, plus a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. Up the last six hitters in this game, Bryant, have all struck out.
That's incredible. Pitchers have been on it here as they settle into this game.
We're in the bottom of the third, back on the bump for Lehman. He is Schmiesing, two balls a strike. 2-1 on Braden Strother, junior right fielder for the Irish. And he looks one over, but it's in there. Inside edge at the belt, strike two, 2-2 on Strother. It's his first at bat of this game. As Schmiesing has retired the first six, make it the first seven. As Strother waves at one, up and away, he's out on strikes. Here is Owen Larson, the DH senior. He steps in. Larson hits from the right side. Again, the third baseman from Lehman. Garman takes the bunt away. He's two or three steps into grass. There's a whiff by the hitter who chased one up and outside. 0-1. Schmiesing is on a roll. Foul to the screen. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Schmiesing working ahead with regularity. First pitch strike, almost automatic. Larson, right-hand batter, feet pretty close together, deep in the box. Schmiesing long look into his catcher, Richard. Schmiesing overhanded, bounces that one. It hit the outside black of the plate. Trapped nicely by the Lehman catcher. The ball and two strikes, 1-2. Delivery by Schmiesing. There's a four-seam fastball missing, and it's two balls, two strikes, 2-2. One out for the Irish in the bottom of the third. Lehman leads it 4-0. Schmiesing swings into motion. Fastball, ooh! Just off the outside edge. Right height. Missed the corner by a fraction. Schmiesing didn't get the call. It's 3-2 on the batter, who takes a pitch right down the middle for strike three. Larson looked it over and calmly walked away. He knew it was in there. Five straight strikeouts for Schmiesing. We go to the top of the order. Berkeley Little, leadoff batter for Springfield Catholic Central, hits. He popped out to short to start the game batting for the home team. Fly ball into short right center. It was tracked down by Lachey, who raced into the outfield from his shortstop position.
And that is nine straight strikeouts we've had in this game. It started in the top of the second.
Yep.
Adams struck out Bostic for the third out of that inning.
And lo and behold, Schmiesing is up 0-2 on Berkeley Little. Only one base runner for the Irish so far. That was an Adams walk with two out in the first inning. Schmiesing trying to strike out the side for the second straight frame. Pitches up and in, a four-seamer. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. A little more extensive cloud cover here at Day Air Park at the moment. Still some blue sky, sun bleeding through. Flag beyond the left field fence is blowing in from left center. There's a ball in the dirt, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Berkeley Little for the Irish. The shortstop cuts it, a high hard one, and he can't locate it. Strike three. Wow. Six strikeouts in a row now for the Layman Catholic pitcher, Schmiesing. Not a hit yet for Springfield Catholic, and Layman leads it 4-0 as we go to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Hey, you should take advantage of that Schaefer Market gallon of gas give back program. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie at the pumps outside the market. One penny from every gallon sold at the market in a month's time is donated to a special local organization. That's the Gallon Give Back Program at the pumps outside the Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. And by the way, regarding Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, online ordering is available for Schaefer Propane. Online bill payment available for both Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. Go to the website, schaeferoil.com, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, schaeferoil.com. Layman batting top of the fourth, leading 4-0. Here is Jackson Kennedy, topping a ground ball to short. Roaming to his right is the shortstop. Nice backhand play. Well done by Berkeley Little. And he flips a bullet to his first baseman for the out, nipping the runner by a step. Good action at short by Berkeley Little. He skipped off to his right toward the third baseman and backhanded that ball and completed the throw to first.
And that breaks the streak of 10 consecutive strikeouts in the game.
Jackson Garman swings, big looping cut, and he whiffs, strike one. And on the bump for the Irish, that is still Brody Adams for Springfield Catholic Central. Off speed, had the hitter buffaloed, strike two. Nothing in two. Adams in a groove, working quickly. Fastball, just off the outside edge, missed the black by just a little bit. The ball and two strikes, one and two. 4-0 lead for Lehman, which bats here in the top of the fourth. Low and in, ball two, strike two, two and two.
Adams has struck out eight tonight.
Yep, his only fault. First and third hitter in the Lehman lineup. A triple-double by Lachey, two singles by Schmiesing. There's a tapper to first. Going wide of the bag is the first baseman for Catholic Central. It's Ben Bramall who makes the play easily. Outruns the batter runner for Lehman to the bag. Out at first, two gone. And stepping in now, Turner Lachey for Lehman. Last play, three unassisted. And this is the situation, Bryant, during which the Irish prefer Lachey bats. Two out, nobody aboard.
Exactly.
Lachey red hot, a triple, a double so far in this game. Swings from the left side, bouncing ball to the plate, gets away from the Irish catcher. We're in the top of the fourth, four runs, five hits, no errors in this game for Lehman. And for the Irish, no runs, one base runner, a walk. Here's the windup, the pitch, fastball, yipper, at the chest, a strike. The ball, a strike, one and one. Scoreboard reads one error on Catholic Central. I've got them for two.
As does the official Lehman Catholic scorer on Game Changer.
Okay. So I'm not far off. I'm right on according to one score.
Yes.
Okay. There's a ball low and away to Lachey. Adams being careful. 2-1 pitch. Lachey swings, hammers a smash up the middle between the second baseman and the bag into center field. It is a base hit. A clean single. That ball was rocketed right through the box off the bat of Lachey. He is a home run away from the cycle. Single, double, triple in this game for Turner Lachey of Lehman.
Well, it's not impossible for a high schooler to hit one out. A Troy player hit one out in a game against Butler a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Adams looks at Lachey at first. He could be going two away. C.J. Olding in the box for the Cavaliers. And he strikes at one and doesn't make contact. Nothing in one.
Can't remember that young man's name, but I was told that he hit it over the 338 mark in right field for the Trojans that night.
Pitch to Olding is upstairs, but he waves at it and does not make contact. Strike two. Pitch was out of the zone. Olding has struck out and walked in two at-bats for Lehman, which leads it 4-0, top of the fourth, two out, Lachey at first. Adams, long hold. There goes Lachey. Olding rifles one to deep left center field. Center fielder off and running for Catholic Central. Oh, the sun might have bothered him, and Ben Thomas missed it. Olding with a mad dash to third. It's going to be close. He beats it by an eyelash. Lachey scores. Another run for Lehman as Thomas waltzed into left center field for the Irish. Seemed to have a gauge on the ball, but could not connect with it. The ball went beyond him. Olding winds up at third. That might go down as an error of omission, not one of commission, unless it's determined that he got a glove on it. It wasn't super routine. Ball was really hit hard. A little bit of a sunfield in left center. going to be interesting how the official score does rule.
They ruled it an error on Game Changer. Now, here at the Dragon Stadium, they did not. Scoreboard still reads one error, but I would rule that an error if you're asking my opinion, and that is three on the night, and that is what they have them for on Game Changer.
Yep, Corbin Schmiesing steps in with a run in and holding at third, and he swings, and he hits one off the very end of the bat, trickles it to the second baseman for the Irish. Julian Jung charges and throws him out. But the fourth inning, a good one for Lehman, which scores one more. 5-0 Cavaliers. We go to the bottom of the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Left-hand batting Charlie Axtell steps in for the Irish. To start off the bottom of the fourth, Schmiesing falls behind on the bump. 2-0. Schmiesing yet to give up a hit on the hill for Lehman. There's a high curveball. Ooh, it caught the top edge of the letters for a strike. 2-1 on Axtell. He lined out to second in his at-bat in the first inning. That one's up and away. Ball three. 3-1 on Axtell for the Irish. Lehman leads it 5-0. Bottom of the fourth. Here is Schmiesing's 3-1 delivery. Breaking ball is excellent. It froze the batter. Axtell buckled. Couldn't pull the trigger. Took it inside corner at the belt. And it's 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 3-2 in Axtell. Schmiesing's got the sign from his layman catcher, Gus Richard. He works to the plate. Fouled off the equipment of Richard, and he goes down in a little bit of agony. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning, 5-0 in favor of Lehman, and the Irish are batting. The count is 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on the hitter as Richard is being checked out by coaches of Lehman. Here comes the training staff member from Springfield Catholic Central around home to talk with the layman catcher who was stung by that foul tip. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of all your products. We offer assembly and warehousing too. And production support in Rushi, Ohio, is always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. Long, high foul down the left field line, out of play off the bat of Axtell. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. Again, a payoff pitch from Schmiesing. Nobody out, none on. Now a base on balls. Axtell looked it over, took it. It was wide, and he's aboard for the Irish, who try to get a rally started here in the bottom of the fourth, trailing 5-0. Axtell hit from the left side. So does right-hand pitcher Brody Adams for the Irish. Open stance, right foot way out in front of the plate. Adams looks at a breaking ball. Schmiesing bent one in there. Strike one called. Had a lot of bite on that pitch. 0-1 on Adams. Runner at first for the Irish. Schmiesing throws. Adams fouls to the screen. He wanted that one. He steps out of the box, showing his frustration. That pitch was in his wheelhouse. No balls, two strikes, 0-2 on Brody Adams of Springfield Catholic. Runner at first with a lead. Pitch to Adams, up and away for a ball, 1-2. Outfield deep around to the right. Probably a good 75, 80 feet in fair territory down the left field line available for Adams. Lehman's left fielder pulled over into left center. That's Potts. Ball two in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Schmiesing being careful with the hitter right here. Brody Adams, runner aboard for the Irish in the bottom of the fourth. Schmiesing, high hold in the stretch. Swing by Adams, foul ball curling out of play between home and the dugout left side. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Many thanks to Fox Supply in Minster on the air with us on Scores Broadcast, a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes, and we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. As Adams looks at ball three, count is full, 3-2. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth. There's a swing and a ball is hammered down the right side. Foul. Just wide of the bag. Ball was fair. A good three-fourths of the way down to the first base bag. And then hop past it. Inches foul.
I believe that is the closest Catholic Central has come to a hit tonight.
Yep, I'd say so, Bryant. As Adams turned on one. And he belted that ball down the line, but it was foul. Close. Still a 3-2 count. Breaking ball by Schmiesing. And it's ruled high, and Schmiesing stares in at his catcher. And Schmiesing and Richard hesitate. Ball is eventually thrown back to Corbin. He thought it was strike three. Jared Houchin, head coach of the Cavaliers, goes to the mound. Irish have two on, none out, bottom of the fourth, as Springfield Catholic Central poses a threat. Conference on the mound will step away. 5-0 Lehman on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Here comes Alec Tackett to the plate for the Irish, who have two on, none out, bottom of the fourth. The first pitch by Schmiesing is a strike. He tails a fastball inside corner above the belt, and Tackett didn't like the choice by the plate umpire. Tackett steps away, and now the catcher, Richard for Lehman, goes to the mound to talk to Schmiesing. A strike on Tackett, nothing and one. 5-0 Lehman, threatening, though, the Irish of Springfield Catholic Central here in the bottom of the fourth. Richard back behind the plate, Tackett in the box. Here's the windup, the pitch by Schmiesing. There is a fastball at the letter, strike two. Tackett, I think, hesitated, didn't particularly care for that call either. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two. Schmiesing gets ahead. Tackett forced a runner at second in his first at bat, and he's cut down here on strike, swinging and missing. Big K recorded by Schmiesing of Lehman. As we were saying a few minutes ago, Fox Supply and Minster, fine sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Through Scores Broadcast and promotion on ScoresBroadcast.com. Ooh, here's a close play at first. Wow, pickoff attempt by Schmiesing. He nearly nailed Adams for the Irish. It was mighty close. Two-man umpiring system, base umpire behind the mound, shading toward third. Oh, a good 90 or 100 feet away from the first base bag. Not a simple call to make from there, Bryant.
No, that is not.
The count, no balls, a strike, nothing and one after the foul ball by Thomas. Two on for the Irish. Oh, there's a beauty. Off speed, strike two. The hitter, Thomas, was paralyzed, didn't know what to do, looked it over, and it cut the plate in half, nothing and two.
Well, Schmiesing really showing his seniority here and experience. He has kept his cool through some of these close calls.
There's a two-seam fastball below the knees. Good look, but Thomas, the ball and two strikes, one and two.
This is the first danger he's faced in this game, and he's handling it well so far.
Exactly. A ball and two strikes, one and two. Schmiesing looks at his runners. Comes plateward, up and in. Ball two, strike two. That curveball didn't have that late snap. It stayed out of the zone. Two and two on Ben Thomas, junior center fielder for the Irish. Two aboard, one out. Lehman leads 5-0, bottom of the fourth. Fastball also high once more, and it is 3-2. Schmiesing in a little bit of a pickle. Count's gone full, two on, one out. Schmiesing comes plateward, breaking pitch, gets right through the catcher. The ball was down at the plate. It was clearly ball four. Runners move up, they would have anyway, because it's a walk and they're loaded for Gabe Hudson. Well, Schmiesing was ahead in the count. He got up on the batter and failed to nail down the out. And now the Irish had the bases full. Hudson bats. Thomas, who just walked, and Hudson were part of three strikeouts by the Irish back in the second. Jung was the other to K in that inning. Jung on deck. Here's Hudson. Bases loaded. The Irish do not have a hit yet. Oh, what a time for one right now, Bryant.
Yes. Schmiesing has walked four in this game, three here in this inning.
A low curveball, ball one, as Hudson looked it over. Gaping cavity in the left side of the Lehman infield defense. Lachey shades towards second. Schmiesing missed wide, and it's 2-0. 5-0 Lehman, bottom of the fourth, but the Irish have got the bases full with one down. Any kind of a ground ball to the left side of the diamond will snake its way through to the outfield. Here's the pitch to Hudson. And the ball is powered into left. Left fielder for Lehman hustles toward the line on the run. Catches for the out. Runner at third tags and scores. The batter Hudson put a charge into it. Winds up being a sack fly. Nice play in left by Colin Potts of Lehman, who had the batter Hudson played pretty well. He darted toward the line and spirited on the run to rob the batter of extra bases. So it's a fly out to seven, goes down as a sack fly. And here's Jung with runners at first and second. It's a 5-1 game. Still Lehman without a safe base hit. The pitch to Jung, inside corner at the letters, a strike. Nothing in one. Fox Supply in Minster through Scores broadcast. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Promoting via scoresbroadcast.com. Fox Supply here in Minster for nearly 50 years, one of many organizations in West Central Ohio, helping make our region a great place to live, work, and thrive. Two on, two out for the Irish. Fouled up over our heads, out of play, one and two. You may have heard the clang of the baseball on the Dayton Dragons Day Air Park press box roof. The count of ball, two strikes on Jung. Schmeezing tries to put him away. Hitter at the plate steps out. Bryant, the Irish star, for a base hit. A gapper right here would make this a very interesting contest.
It would. We'll see what Schmeezing comes at here.
Schmeezing throws to first. Runner is back. There was a play on at second, or at least Lehman tried to bait the Irish into thinking there might be a throw to second. Instead, Schmeezing threw the ball back to first, and it was pretty tight as the runner sneaked in there safely. Ben Thomas just did get back. Here's the 1-2 pitch home. Curveball, swing and a miss. Jung is out on strikes. He swung over the top of that big hook. A bender by Schmeezing. Crucial pitch. And he is out of the frame. Just a run scores. That's it for the Irish. We go to the fifth. 5-1 Lehman on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Stepping in is Cole Bostic for Lehman to start the fifth inning. Cavaliers up 5-1 over the Irish of Springfield Catholic Central. The count nothing and two. Starter Brody Adams still on the bump for the Irish. He goes up and in with a fastball, a ball and two strikes, 1-2. According to our scorebook up here in the press box, we've got three errors for the Irish, at least two of the Lehman runs unearned. Bostic swings, hammers one to left fielder into left center, and gloves it for the out. Ball was hit hard. Good play by the left fielder, Axtell, for the Irish as he hauled it in. And Bostic is retired. He had struck out the first two trips. Line out to left. Here is Colin Potts. Been safe on an error at short and struck out in two at-bats. Pitch by Adams. Good high heater. Swing and a miss. Strike one. The pitcher for the Irish has been impressive, that is for sure. He deals again. There's a ball rifled to left center field. Left fielder off and running. He cannot trace that one down. It's on the grass, rolling into the gap. It's a long two-bagger. Colin Potts puts a charge into one as he belted that ball in the alley in left center field. Axtell, who had made the play before on the ball struck by Bostic, couldn't reach this one. Good wrap by Potts. Runner on at second for Lehman. Top of the fifth. Cavaliers lead 5-1. Here is Ian Stiver, who struck out twice. Left-hand batter squares to bunt. Did he offer? Nope. As he peeled the bat back just in the nick of time. The ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Stiver for Lehman. Here is the hurler. Adams into the stretch. Looks back at second. Comes home to Stiver. Breaking ball bunted back toward the mound. And it's Adams. Comes off the dirt toward third base. Fields. Good lay-down bunt by Stiver. Snap throw to first by Adams is in time. Stiver is out at first base. Play goes from 1-3, but that's a fine bunt by Stiver. Put on a clinic. And if that ball is a little bit more toward the third base line, that could very well have been an infield single. But we'll give Stiver a sack bunt. Not an official at bat. And now Lehman's got a runner at third with two out here in the top of the fifth. And Gus Richard, who has singled and struck out, hits. 5-1 lead for Lehman, top of the fifth. Winding pitching Adams for Richard. Strike at the letters. And it's nothing and two. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two. At the end of this half inning, we'll tell you all about the Rushi Inn. Oh, nothing better for breakfast. The Rushi Inn, Rushi, Ohio. Coffee at 6, breakfast 6:30. Swing at a high fastball, and the batter is out on strikes. Richard was late on that cut. So we move now to the bottom of the fifth inning. Lehman still clings to the 5-1 lead over Springfield Catholic Central. Hey, don't search for the best breakfast any longer. The aroma of fresh eggs cooking, hot coffee percolating, are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. Coffee at 6, breakfast at 6:30 until 10:30 each weekday. Breakfast till 1 on Saturdays, 8 to 1 on Sundays. It's the in thing for early breakfast away from home, the Rushi Inn, one of the only early breakfasts in West Central Ohio. All day, each day, Monday to Friday, sample our delicious specials. Monday, pizza and subs. Tuesday, tacos. Wednesday, wings. Thursday, tenderloin. The popular in thing for food out, the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. Order online at the Rushi Inn Facebook page. Go to the Order Toast tab. The Order Toast tab. Order online for the Rushi Inn at 101 East Main in Rushi. The popular in thing for food out, the Rushi Inn. Tell you what, good food all day long there, Bryant. I really enjoy it. Outstanding. Rushi in for an evening meal. And then on the way down Route 66, stop in at Schaefer Market, pick up a Mahaffey pie, and add the calories. Well, here we go now, bottom of the fifth inning. Irish plated a run in the previous frame. Again, not a hit yet for Springfield Catholic Central in this contest. Should we jinx Schmeezing and say he's got a no-no working? He needs nine more outs.
Yes.
He's four-sevenths of the way through. Four-sevenths. Just nine more outs remaining. He did load the bases via walks in the fourth and give up a run as a result of a sac fly off the bat of Gabe Hudson of the Irish. Bottom of the fifth, Springfield Catholic coming to the plate, Braden Strother, the right fielder, a junior, hits. A little more overcast here now at Day Air Park. Sun setting behind us. Wind blowing from right center toward the left field foul line. Strother hits from the left side. Schmeezing, winding, firing. Bunted home plate, fouled. Strike one. Don't forget, we're on the air, weather permitting, on Friday night. First pitch at 5, airtime 425. Minster, Lima Central Catholic, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Forecast for Friday is starting to fail. There's a bunt right on top of home plate. Richard gobbles it up. Here's a late throw down to first, not in time. Good wheels, fine hustle by Strother. Bunt single. That was maybe only the second time ever, Brian, I have seen a bunt roll out in front of the plate and have backspin on it.
Yes.
And it was fielded by the catcher, Richard, for Lehman on home plate. I think he thought for a split instant it might have been foul or could roll foul. And then his late pickup and throw to first, just not quite in time as Strother beat it by an eyelash. And there goes the no-hitter. And I think maybe what Coach Houchin of Lehman is talking about is possible interference by the runner from home to first, bothering the throw from the catcher of Lehman. The last, 30 feet or so, the runner has got to be technically inside the first baseline in foul ground. But the argument falls on deaf ears.
It does.
High pop, right side, foul ground toward the dugout and beyond it. New hitter, Owen Larson, steps in for Catholic Central. He struck out back in the third. Runner at first, none out. Second straight inning that the Irish have gotten the first man aboard. 5-1 lead for Lehman. Schmeezing makes the 0-1 pitch here to Larson. Fastball's a beauty. Knees right over the middle. Strike two. Nothing in two. No balls, two strikes. Yeah, Richard made a pretty good play. The bunt was in a good spot. High fastball and waving at it is Larson. Strike three. Of course, the Lehman catcher had to wait for the right-hand batter. Well, no, it was a left-hand batter. My argument is not very good. I was going to say he had to wait for the right-hand batter to advance across in front of him, did the Lehman catcher, before he could make a play on the ball. But I think the fact that Strother hit from the left side and got down there in a jiffy is what enabled him to beat the throw more so than any deliberation by the Lehman catcher. Here's a bunt attempt fouled to the right. No balls and a strike as we go to the top of the order. And Berkeley Little, who's popped a short and struck out so far in this game for the Irish, who have a runner aboard with one down in the bottom of the fifth inning. Lehman 5, Springfield Catholic Central 1. Schmiesing has not given up a base hit yet. Runner going. Pitch to the plate is 8 feet off the ground. And it's a ball. Runner advances on the wild pitch. I wonder if there might be a scorekeeper who would award Strother a stolen base on that. I hope not. That's got to be a WP. He was going. Might have stolen it, might not have, had it been a good pitch, a catchable one. Here's a curveball up in the strike zone, swing and a miss. Strike two. Little, a belated swing, one ball, two strikes, one and two. Runner at second for the Irish. One down here in the inning, bottom of the fifth. Schmiesing delivers. Curveball fouled right on top of us. You heard the clank. Still a ball and two strikes, one and two. Yeah, that weather forecast for Friday deteriorating as we speak. It went from 30, 40% scattered showers to 70, 80% heavy late in the afternoon, early evening. Bouncing ball to the plate. A ball and two strikes, or I should say two and two on the batter. But if we can get that game in Friday night, we'll be here on Scores Broadcast, Minster, Lima Central Catholic.
You could feel the storm coming yesterday. It was humid in the morning and only got more humid before it rolled through the area in the afternoon.
And then I saw it coming when I saw some flashes.
Yes.
In the sky. Bouncing ball to the plate. Gets away from Richard. Another wild pitch by Schmiesing, who might be tiring a little bit. It's not hot, but it is humid, and the count has gone full, 3-2. 3-2 on Berkeley Little. Runner at third for the Irish. Bunt single by Strother to start the inning, and he's gotten around to third on two wild pitches. 3-2 delivery by Schmiesing to Little. Is skied in the air to center. Romping back to center fielder for Lehman. He's parked under it. C.J. Holding catches. Here's a tag by the runner at third. He's in. Two runs by the Irish on sack flies. 5-2 now in favor of Lehman. Sack fly to center. And here is Charlie Axtell with nobody aboard. Left-hand batter for the Irish, who trail 5-2. Interestingly, Schmiesing on the bump for Lehman, Bryant, has given up more runs than hits. Axtell swings, and he cranks a hard ground ball to second. It's Bostic for Lehman right in front of it. He's got it. Fires on to first for the out. The snag is made there by the first baseman, Jackson Kennedy, and the inning is over. The Irish do score one. We head to the sixth, 5-2 Lehman on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at psalm-mcgillandtangementfh.com.
Well, as I munch, as I munch on a little chocolate drop, we start the sixth inning here on scoresbroadcast.com, 5-2. Layman in the lead. Is that still Adams on the mound for the Irish, Bryant?
I believe so. Or I believe we do have a new arm on there, Jack.
Okay. As I check numerals for Springfield Catholic Central, can't tell if that's number two.
Yeah, I believe pitching. So. Berkeley Little.
Uh-huh. Yep, his roster furnished by Aaron Mullins, the AD at Springfield Catholic Central, and Ryan Haley, head coach, shows that Little is an infield position player and sometimes pitcher. And it's Berkeley Little, right-hander, in from shortstop to the mound, and I think Adams has gone right to short.
He has.
Yeah. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on the new hitter for Layman, who pokes the ball into right field between the right fielder and the line. It's in for a hit. Nice job. Well done by the first batter for Layman to start the sixth inning. And I believe that was Jackson Kennedy with the safe hit to right. Bottom of the order for Layman has gotten a couple of hits here. Gus Richard is single in this game. A productive sack bunt from Ian Stiver, a base hit here from Jackson Kennedy. One on, none out for Layman, top of the sixth. It is a 5-2 game. It was 5-0, and then Springfield Catholic scored a run in the bottom of the fourth, one in the bottom of the fifth. It's now 5-2. As the Irish have shaved a couple runs off that five-run lead. And hitting is Jackson Garman. Jackson Kennedy on at first for Layman Catholic, which tries to get one or two runs back. There is a strike, check swing. It's ruled a called strike. And it's 1-1. Little on the bump. Not quite the stature of Adams. Little probably 5'10", 5'11". 5'11". Adams, the initial pitcher, a good 6'2 or 3. The ball is bunted, popped in the air. Splendid play. Nicely done by the catcher for the Irish. Alec Tackett with a quick hop in front of the plate. Speared the popped-up bunt with the glove through to first. In an attempt to double up the runner, ball got away, recovered by the Irish, runner safe, out recorded. Bunt attempt by Garman popped up to the catcher. Here is Turner Lachey. All he's done is single, double, triple. He's the hitting star of this game, by far, no doubt about it. And nothing tainted about the three hits. Each one has been tagged really hard. Runner at first, one out for Layman, top of the sixth. Berkeley Little throws upstairs, ball two. First two pitches to Lachey miss. Lachey tripled to start the game for Lehman and scored the first run in the first inning. And then with first base open, the Irish went ahead and pitched to Lachey in the second, and he delivered a big double, which plated two or three in that inning. Ball, my mistake, one run scored in the double, but it did extend the inning later for Schmiesing, who singled and advanced all the way around to third when the left fielder allowed the single to go right on past. And Lachey, I think, has just been intentionally walked.
He was.
Well, that's a choice that the Irish wish they might have made a few innings ago.
Yes.
Runners at first and second for Lehman now. Top of the sixth, one away. And we got a conference on the mound. An opportunity for us to tell you all about Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Located at 15 Elm Street, it's the family styling salon for mom, dad, all the kids, adult children too. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Additional stylists, we'll talk about them in a moment. Bunt back toward the mound. Nice play by Little. Quick throw to third. Out at third base. Force out. Turned in by Springfield Catholic. Is hopping off the mound like a shortstop. Was Little the pitcher who began the game at short. He made a neat play fielding the bunt and got the lead runner at third. So a force out from 1-5. And Iris Corbin Schmiesing, two singles, a ground out to second. Lehman's not scored in the inning. Runner still parked out at second, also a runner at first. Little winding, pitching to Schmiesing. Nice off-speed pitch under the hands, a changeup, swing and a miss. Strike one. Stretching is Little again, 0-1 pitch to Schmiesing. Runner on second goes, no throw. He is in easily. Nicely done on the play by Jackson Kennedy as he scoots on to third. Steal of that bag. And now the runner on first for Lehman gets hung up intentionally between first and second. And Lehman then tries to make a delayed steal from third. Well aware of the Irish who throw him out at home plate. Neat defensive play by Springfield Catholic Central. They weren't lulled to sleep. They were sharp and threw out the Lehman runner trying to score from third on a delayed steal during a brief rundown between first and second. Lehman scoreless in the sixth. Irish bat, bottom of the sixth. 5-2 Lehman on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start
to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Well, after having halted Lehman scoring, the Irish shut out Lehman in the fifth and sixth innings, held them right there at five. The Irish of Catholic Central have plated a run in each of the last two. It's a 5-2 game, and Springfield Catholic Central bats here in the bottom of the sixth with an opportunity to get a runner or two aboard and make this game interesting down the home stretch. The leadoff hitter is Brody Adams, who started the game on the bump, pitched well. Two balls, two strikes, sneezing throws, and here's Adams swinging, and he slugs a line drive. It is over the head of Lachey into left center field, a base hit for Adams. Second hit of this game for Springfield Catholic Central. Here's Alec Tackett hitting as the Irish make a bid to come right back. Down now three, once trailed by five.
And we'll say that's the first strong hit, as the first recorded hit was that bunt that you so well described. That was a close one.
Bottom of the sixth, 5-2. Lehman in the lead with three. Throw to first. Adams is back. Can't imagine he's going anywhere. Down three runs. Schmiesing pitching to Tackett. Fielder at third for Lehman, way up. There's a whiff at the plate. Strike one. Nothing and one on Alec Tackett, freshman catcher for the Irish. Looking at first is Schmiesing, delivers. That one's above the letters of ball. A ball, a strike, one and one. Tackett so far in this game has grounded into a force, short to second, and struck out. Schmiesing swings, Tackett turns on one, and he drills a long foul way down the left field line, but a good 40 or 50 feet foul as he hooked it into the empty stands down there beyond the bullpen. So the count is a ball and two strikes. Schmiesing had the hitter out ahead of a changeup. Let's see what he offers here. Another breaking ball low and away. It gets beyond the reach of Richard. Another wild pitch. Runner on first dashes down to second. It's a ball. It's 2-2 in the batter. And Adams is down at second. If Tackett would like to get aboard here for the Irish, that would bring the tying run to the plate. 5-2 Lehman, bottom of the sixth. Schmiesing peers back at second, throws to Tackett. He goes down after a curveball and can't locate it. Strike three, he's out. Good hook by Schmiesing to Tackett. Here's Ben Thomas, junior center fielder for the Irish. He struck out and walked so far in this game. Runner still at second. Pitch to Thomas, low and away. Ball one, one and nothing. And here comes assistant coach Dave King to the mound for Lehman. And not sure that a pitching change is upcoming, but a conference indeed, as the pitcher Schmiesing will face Thomas, who is the number five hitter. He struck out and walked. 5-2 lead Lehman, bottom of the sixth. The Irish bat. One out, one on, as we take a break on Scores, broadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Pep Coach King of Lehman has finished his pep talk on the mound, and here is Schmeezing on the bump for the Cavaliers. A play is on, a throwback to second. Adams was well off the bag. The throw is low. It rolls into center. Adams dove back in safely. The hitter is Thomas. The ball, no strikes. Runner at second for the Irish. One out. Bottom of the sixth. 5-2 Lehman. Big 5-6 hole, left side of the diamond for Thomas, who swings, and he paced a line drive single on one hop to the right fielder for Lehman. Here comes a throw to the plate. The relay is to the first baseman for Lehman, who flips it on plateward. It's juggled, and the Irish score. And down to second goes the batter runner.
The throw was on time, but the juggle prevents the play from being made there.
Big single by Thomas to right, and now the Irish have the tying run at the plate. It's a 5-3 game. Big hit by Ben Thomas, who took the outside edge two-seamer where it was pitched as he plunked it into right field. New hitter for the Irish steps in the person of Gabe Hudson, and he goes down after a low breaking pitch and misses for strike one. Hudson has a sack fly and a strikeout. Strike two called. Waist high on the inside corner. Good pitch by Schmeezing. Schmeezing has allowed two hits in this inning. Gave up a bunt single in the previous frame. Only three hits the entire contest off Schmeezing. Runner at second. Pitch to the plate. And Hudson missed a curveball by a foot. That pitch was off the outside corner. It might have been fairly close to the edge. Hudson tried to reach it, couldn't. He is out. Here's Julian Jung. He has struck out twice so far in this game. And I'd have to get out the calculator, Bryant, to count the number of strikeouts for Schmeezing as the new hitter, Jung, lofts a fly ball to right field. Lehman's right fielder in. One, two, three steps. It's Ian Stiver. He camps under. He's got it. And the Irish are out in the sixth, three straight innings now. Springfield Catholic Central has scored a run to cut the Lehman lead to 5-3 as we go to the seventh on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Oh, so many thanks to Local, L-A-C-A-L, and Jackson Center, a founding sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Back in 2006 and 7, we would not be here today if it were not for Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you so much, Local, which came to Jackson Center in 1983, I think, from L.A., California, thus the name Local. And Local Equipment was a founding partner here on ScoresBroadcast.com, gave us the boost to get going. Thank you so much, Local. Well, Lehman bats in the sixth, or I should say in the seventh, and the Cavaliers have seen their 5-0 lead dwindle to 5-3 as the Irish have plated runs in the fourth, fifth, and sixth. Lehman bats now in the top of the seventh inning. The count, no balls, two strikes, nothing in two on Schmiesing, who is at the plate when Lehman tried the double steal there in the sixth, and there was an out registered at the plate. Double steal, first and third. Throw down by the Irish towards second. Springfield Catholic hustled a throw to the plate. Schmiesing was batting. So he resumes the at-bat with a new count, and it's 2-2 here. Berkeley Little, who started the game at shortstop for the Irish, is on the mound now. And Adams, who began the game on the bump, is playing short. Foul to the screen, off to our left. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Schmiesing. He singled twice and grounded to second. Here's the windup, the pitch by Little to Schmiesing. Up and in, check swing, foul, fisted to the right, and it is still 2-2. Now, several minutes ago, I was talking to you about Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie, proud sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, as Schmiesing swings, and he hammers a line drive above the head of the left fielder for the Irish. He reaches up. Ooh, it's in his glove and out. Axtell had it, couldn't finish the play. It was in the mitt, then it popped free. And on at first base is Schmiesing. That ball was scalded in the glove of the left fielder. It was above his head. He may have had to leap for it several inches. I might give Schmiesing a base hit because that ball was really rocketed. One of the couple hardest hit balls of the entire night.
And that is what the Lehman score on Game Changer did.
Okay. Three hits for Schmiesing. Three hits for Lachey. They've got to 6 of the 10 hits for Lehman in this game tonight. As Schmiesing at first as Lehman tries to play add-on and get an insurance run here in the top of the seventh inning. It's 5-3 Lehman. New hitter has a one-ball count, trying to bunt on the play is Cole Bostic, and he fouls it off at the plate. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylists Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. An attempted bunt and a miss at the plate, a ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Bostic, who struck out twice and lined two left. 0-3. There's a bunt toward the mound Little comes racing in, the pitcher for the Irish, and he gobbles it up, throws to first, out. Bunt is good. Sack bunt by Bostic. Runner moves up. And here is Colin Potts. Safe on an error at short, a strikeout, and a double in three trips. Thank you, Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none, a proud sponsor here on Scores Broadcast. Barker's been with us about 18 years. Barker Insurance has been one of the region's two or three most valued agencies. Barker will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number 1, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Conferences on the mound at third at the plate. We have substitutions here, I think.
Yes, the pause in the action was for Lehman to bring in a courtesy runner, and that is Corbin Schmiesing, who's in as a courtesy runner.
Aha. So Schmiesing is on out at second. The batter for Lehman is Potts, correct? Colin Potts? Left fielder?
Yes, senior, that is correct.
Senior left fielder. Pitch by Little. Potts undercuts. High foul outside of third. Third baseman roaming toward the dugout for the Irish. Gloves it for the out. Glove hand high overhead. Hudson collects it. Out number two for Lehman. Here in the top of the seventh, foul pop to third. And here is Stiver, who struck out twice and had a sack bunt.
And we should mention that courtesy runner. That is Chris, I'm going to make sure I'm pronouncing that right.
Galbraith.
Jack, who is out there.
My mistake, Galbraith running for Schmiesing.
Correct.
I think I heard and said Schmiesing was running for himself. Woe is me. Uh-oh. There's a good line drive hit down the right field line by Stiver. It was just 2 inches fair inside the line. A run scores. Look at Stiver go. He hustles into second, makes the turn, and he skips on to third easily. No throw to the bag. What a triple by Stiver as he laced one just a couple inches inside the line to right. The ball landed to the left of the pitching mound in the bullpen and rolled to the corner. A three-bagger for Stiver, and it's 6-3 Lehman.
You can hardly place a line drive like that fair. It was one bounce fair. Landed, like you said, 2 inches in, then went to the other side of the foul line and right.
That's a big add-on insurance run for Lehman, which has another one 90 feet away. Runner at third. Two down Cavaliers, top of the seventh. 6 runs, 10 hits for Lehman. 3 runs, 3 hits for the Irish. Gus Richard down a strike, now down 2 strikes, as Little zips a fastball in there for strike 2 called.
That's a big confidence booster for the Cavaliers going into this bottom half here coming up.
Richard, a single, 2 strikeouts, swings, fouls it fly off to the right.
And give the Irish credit. Catholic Central's been able to shave away at this lead, as you termed it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a nice effort by them after falling behind 5-0 early.
Now, Schmiesing had been on base in this inning, the Lehman pitcher. He was pinch run 4. So he's getting a respite in the dugout now. I assume he comes back out to pitch the seventh.
We'll just finish this up, yes.
Mm-hmm. There's a bouncing ball to the plate, and it's 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Gus Richard. Lehman has a runner at third, 2 down, top of the seventh, run in. And the score is 6-3, Cavaliers. Breaking ball by Little is on the inside corner. backdoor curve caught the edge as the plate umpire gave the pitcher Little the benefit of the doubt. Looked like a good call. Fine delivery. Spot on. Strike three called. And Richard is retired for Lehman, which does bring home a run in the top of the seventh to lead 6-3. Bottom of the seventh, game time coming up on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Oh, the game is on the line right here, bottom of the seventh. Irish of Springfield Catholic Central batting, trailing 6-3 to Lehman. Schmeezing with 106 pitches is still out there. He's throwing hard. He misses ball one on Braden Strother, who has struck out and earned the first hit of this game for the Irish. And it came back in the fifth inning, a bunt single right in front of the plate. He's got good wheels, hits from the left side, and it's 2-0, 2-0, and Schmeezing is down and in. I wonder how much patience the Lehman coaching staff will have with Schmeezing, who is well over 100 pitches, and he goes ball 1, 2, 3, and 4 to Strother and walks him to start the top of the seventh. And assistant coach Dave King is out of the dugout on the warning track. Schmeezing has thrown well over 100 pitches. And the limit is what, 125?
Oh,
that's what I thought.
He was at 106 coming into this inning, and those four put him right at 110.
Lehman coaches may give him the limit to see if he can close it out. Here's a strike called to Owen Larson. He struck out twice, runner at first. No one out for the Irish here in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch by Schmeezing. Strike two at the letters. That was a high strike to be sure. Nothing in two on Larson. None out for Springfield Catholic Central in the bottom of the seventh. Lehman's in the lead 6-3. Schmeezing the starter trying to finish out this game. There's a bouncing ball wide. It gets away from Richard. Wild pitch. Runner moves up. And it's one ball, two strikes, one and two on Larson. Schmiesing has been a workhorse, and that is an understatement.
Yes, it's been a great game for him, and now a long game for him. As like we said, he's nearing that pitch limit. He has 11 strikeouts to his credit.
Here is Schmiesing looking back at second, comes plateward. Fastball, letters over the middle, strike three called. Larson out. One down, here comes Berkeley Little, who began the game at short, finished it on the mound for the Irish. He has popped a short, struck out, and lifted a sack fly. That came back in the fifth. Pitched a little bunt. It is out in front of the plate toward the right side. Oh, look at that play by Schmiesing. Off the mound like a cat. Bullet throw to first. Got him. Well done by Schmiesing. Boy, he was nifty on that play. Outstanding defensive maneuver by the pitcher Schmiesing for Lehman in a jiffy. He fielded that bunt and threw on to his first baseman. Good stretch down there by Jackson Kennedy. And now a runner is at third, two down for the Irish. Catholic Central down to its last out. There is a pitch wide outside. Ball one on Charlie Axtell. Axtell has walked in this game. He has flown to left. Line to second, and he's up in the count. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0. 2-0 on Axtell. Runner at third for the Irish, who trail. Axtell finds the hole, the 5-6 gap, left side of the diamond, as the ball is banged between Lachey and the third baseman for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Jackson Garman. Perfectly placed by Axtell. As he served one into left, that 5-6 hole has been big, wide open all day long. And that's the fourth hit for the Irish. It plates another run. And this contest is back to a two-run game at 6-4. And the tying run is at the plate. And guess who's hitting? The young man for the Irish with the most power. It's Brody Adams. He started the game on the mound. Adams hits a wicked foul outside of first into the bullpen, right field corner. That was a shot. A home run ties it. Runner at first for Springfield Catholic. 6-4 lead for Lehman. Two outs for the home team in the bottom of the seventh. This game has gotten interesting. Here is Schmiesing. Looks at his runner at first. Throws over there and he's back. Adams has walked twice and pounded a single. So he officially is 1-for-1 in this game. Here is the windup, the pitch by Schmiesing to Adams. Way high and away, a ball, a strike, 1-1. Well, you don't want to lose him via a base on balls. That would put the tying run aboard at first. You got a pitch to him, and he is the most dangerous hitter in this Irish lineup. Ball two, 2-1 on deck. Alec Tackett, the freshman catcher.
Schmiesing at 121 right now, so he is nearing the limit.
Of 125. He's at four left. The pitch to Adams is swung on and golfed high in the air to short center. Center fielder for Lehman coming on. Under to C.J. Olding calling for it. Yes, he's got it. And this game is over. Lehman hangs on to beat Springfield Catholic Central. Final tally is 6-4. 6-4. Lehman victorious over Springfield Catholic Central in this Bob Ross Showcase game here at Day Air Park, home of the Dragons tonight, here on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, including O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi, O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y. always in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We will grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly, located in the village of Rushi, home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. And O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. And again, thanks to A&M Pallet in Rushi, which established itself way back in 1986 with a single customer at that time. Today, nearly four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 additional businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. 6-4, Lehman wins. Bryant will take a break, then return to close it out. Cavaliers victorious over the Irish. Good ball game here tonight at Day Air Park on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
But the Irish of Springfield Catholic Central dropped to 3-7 on the year. In the OHC, by the way, Springfield Catholic Central is 2-5, 3-7 now overall. Next contest for Springfield Catholic Central is set for tomorrow against Northeastern. First pitch time 5:30, tomorrow, Northeastern, the opponent for the Irish, who then plays Saturday against Ponitz Career Tech of Dayton. That's two games from now for Springfield Catholic Central, which is 3-7 on the season. Layman's record advances to 8-7 as the Cavaliers go 1-500, 4-5 in the Three Rivers Conference for Layman. The next game tomorrow against Riverside at Layman, and then at Covington on Friday for the Cavaliers. Both games TRC play for Layman Catholic, which is now 8-7 overall. First-year coaches did fine jobs tonight. Well done by Coach Haley of Springfield Catholic Central and Jared Houchin of Layman Catholic. Jared, a former outstanding player at Bell Fountain High School, played for Mark Brunswick, AD at Layman, who was then the Bell Fountain head baseball coach. Jared was an outstanding player for the Cavaliers. All kinds of records at the plate held by Jared, 2014 grad of Bell Fountain. Lettered 4 years in varsity baseball, was an All-Ohio selection. Holds the record at Bell Fountain for singles in a season, 52. Batting average in a year, 510. Doubles for a campaign, 12. Career hits, 136. He is the head coach at the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and he can be saluted tonight as his Layman players get the job done, 6-4 over the Irish. A lot of stars in this game, but Layman, Bryant, got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hits from two players. How about that? And Lachey and Schmiesing, who also went the distance on the mound.
And there you are, the easy picks for Layman's Clancy, star of the game. Lachey, 3 for 3. He drove in one run and scored 3 himself. He had a triple and a double. Schmiesing, 4 for 4. He had 2 RBIs. And then a magnificent performance on the mound. He pitched a complete game, gave up 4 earned runs on 4 hits, 5 walks, and struck out 12 batters. Your Clancy star of the game for Catholic Central, Brody Adams, who started on the mound. He pitched 5 innings and gave up 3 earned runs on 8 hits and 1 walk. He struck out 9 batters, and at the plate, he was 1 for 2 and drew 2 walks.
And again, Lachey, 4 hits for Layman, 3 hits for Schmiesing. Root-going pitching performance, who just got it finished before reaching the 125 pitch limit. And as you said, Bryant, Brody Adams, star of the game for the Irish of Springfield Catholic Central. This segment of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
6-4, Layman victorious. 6 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Layman. 4 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors for Springfield Catholic Central. Don't forget Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Make your next play call for financial wealth to Wisebridge Wealth Management, Russell Road in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937 518 1776. Wisebridge Wealth Management, where you should begin your retirement wealth estate and tax planning. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp, member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. And there you have it, Bryant, 6-4 win Lehman. Next broadcast on scoresbroadcast.com, right back here at Day Air Park. Weather permitting on Friday night, 5 o'clock first pitch, Minster Lima Central Catholic, and airtime is at 4:25 on Friday night. That's when we take the air online. First pitch at 5, Minster Wildcats in action against LCC. Brian, enjoyed it so much. A lot of fun.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun. A great game. Really hot start by Lehman Catholic, and that helped make the difference. And Catholic Central, with a gritty effort, took them some time to be able to hit Schmiesing, and they were able to shave away at the lead. But great play all around from the Cavaliers to be able to hold on as the game wore on.
And as we close out, we tell you about another one of our fine sponsors, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers the same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. Lehman wins at 6-4 thanks to our online listening audience. We had a great number of folks joining us for this Bob Ross Showcase, this high school contest here tonight at Day Air Park. Lehman wins by 2-6-4 over Springfield Catholic Central. Thanks to you folks for hooking up with us, joining us online. A lot of gratitude to Bryant Billing alongside, who handled color, engineering, did just about everything. No videography needed here in the That's one of his special expertises. But on-site engineering, color, stats, the whole nine yards, thanks to Bryant Billing. Jack Kramer saying good night from Day Air Park in downtown Dayton. Next broadcast, Friday night, airtime at 4:25. First pitch at 6, or I should say at 5, weather permitting. Minster and Lima Central Catholic, 6-4 tonight. Lehman triumphant over Springfield Catholic Central on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the King Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events.
We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.